KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture, tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking, Deich Coatings, the Angie App, QuickCrete, and SunTouch.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done or plan for projects you want to tackle in the weeks and months ahead, because we are quickly approaching the end of the summer here. We've got a couple of weeks left, I think, technically speaking. When does summer end? Isn't it like
September 21st is the first day of fall?
I was going to say the 15th. Oh, is that what it is? 21st? Okay. So we got, a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks left, depending on when you're hearing the show. And that's a great time to start thinking about what you're going to do after the summer, because it's going to get cold eventually. You're going to want to zip up your house, keep the energy inside of it. You might want to maybe spruce up some more spaces. So when you move your outdoor office, I always call my porch my outdoor office, back inside when it gets too cold. You might want to make that space nicer. Maybe it's a project you want to do yourself. Maybe it's one you want to get some help, hire a pro. Whatever is on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours when you reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's our phone number, 888-666-3974. Or you can also post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, do you love your outdoor spaces? Well, if those spaces are limited to the backyard, the Department of Energy says you may be missing a big opportunity in other spaces. It's called a social front yard. We're going to explain this new growing trend and how to take advantage of the other side of your property in just a bit.
All right. And also coming up, do you have a deck that needs a makeover? Well, between the splinters and the staining, a wood deck can take a lot of fun out of your summer weekends. But now there's a better option available at Lowe's called a Trex Deck Kit, which makes updating or even replacing your deck with beautiful new composite decking a breeze. We'll explain just ahead.
And with all the recent summer storms, did you have a tree or two taken down? Or maybe it came down on its own? Well, what about the stump that was left behind? We're going to share four easy options to make that disappear.
Plus, do you have any big projects you want to take on? We've got a big giveaway that can help. We're giving away a Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer, and that we have ready to send out to one lucky listener.
I love my Control Pro. It makes it easy for DIYers to tackle paint projects like decks or fences or even an entire house. This giveaway is worth $379, so it is a good one. If you want to win it, you must reach out to us with your home improvement questions. Now, the Wagner Control Pro line is available exclusively at Lowe's, but we do have this one to give away to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us now with those questions, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sharon in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm interested in tearing down a wall that's between two rooms, And I'm wondering if I can do that by myself. I don't have any experience at all. Or if it's something that I would need to have an expert do.
Maybe, maybe not.
It depends. What's in the wall? Is it load-bearing?
Yeah.
How do you tell that?
Well, where is this wall? First of all, what kind of house do you have? What shape is your house? Is it colonial, ranch?
Bi-level.
Bi-level, okay.
Upstairs part and a downstairs part.
Right, and where is the wall?
The wall is two bedrooms, and the wall is right between the two bedrooms.
Hmm. So is it parallel with the front wall of the house and the back wall of the house, or is it perpendicular?
It is perpendicular.
It's most likely not a bearing wall. That is my sight unseen assessment. I could be wrong, but it's most likely not, because usually in a bi-level, the only bearing wall is the center wall that goes down the middle parallel with the front and the back wall of the house. But even that said, you know, what you can do as a do-it-yourselfer is you can tear out the drywall and, you know, get to that. But remember, once you do that, Sharon, you're going to be looking at plumbing, you could be looking at heating ducts, you could be looking at wiring, not to mention the fact that you're going to have to patch all that drywall. So there's a lot to it.
I thought I could be a do-it-yourselfer. I really wanted to do the project myself.
Well, look, you can do it yourself. We don't want you to become a do-it-to-yourselfer, all right? So you really should not be doing the electrical work yourself. What you could do...
I am concerned about that part.
Yeah, what you could do is take apart all the drywall. That's easy to do. But again,
out the trim, take down the drywall.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you get it all ready, you can have a carpenter just come pull the wall out, an electrician right around the outlet, and you'll be done.
All right, well, I just wanted some expert advice about that.
All right.
I'm glad you told me before I got in the middle of it.
Exactly. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Howard in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I built a cedar deck about 10 years ago, and I cleaned it and stained it about four or five years ago, and it needs to be stained again. And I'm just wondering, when I stained it the first time, I washed it. I didn't sand it. I just washed it really good with deck cleaner and stained it. Now, I'm wondering if I should wash it and sand it and stain it again, or if I should use a darker stain.
Well, you got 4 years out of it, correct?
Yes.
And that's generally, you know, with a good quality stain on a horizontal surface, you're going to get 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
As a duration. So at this point, you know, and was it a solid color stain or a sheer or semi-transparent, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I used a semi-transparent stain the first time.
Okay, so at this point, I don't think you need to sand it down. I would do the same thing. I would do a good deck cleaning, get off whatever is loose. You know, if there are some areas that are troublesome or it seems as if, you know, the stain is doing something tricky, you could strip it, but I don't think you really need to. And once you've prepped it properly, I would go with a solid color stain at this point because you're getting more graying, because, you know, you've done a semi-transparent before. And a solid color stain is going to give you, you know, a heavier pigmentation but still allow you to see the graining through to let, you know, the natural beauty of the wood show. But it's going to last you a little bit longer. You're looking at a 5 to 7 year duration if everything is prepped properly.
Okay, that's what I want.
All right, good luck with that project, Howard. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros to get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, outdoor living has never been more popular. And now the DOE says there's a new trend to create those spaces in the front of your house, too. They're called social front yards, and we'll explain the key elements after this.
You live in a money pit.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance, one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle Filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle Filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey guys, if you have a big project to take on over the upcoming Labor Day weekend, we have got a big giveaway that just might help, because we have the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer to give away to one very lucky, very fortunate DIY listener. Now, Wagner's Control Pro 170, this paint sprayer allows homeowners to take on big projects themselves instead of hiring a contractor. It's going to save you some money. And the paint sprayer features up to 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers, and it goes on three times faster than a roller. So it's going to get done quickly. It's going to use less paint. It's available both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement, but we've got one to give away to one lucky listener. So make that you. You got to reach out to us with your question. We will draw one name out of the Money Pit hard hat and send off that Wagner Control Pro to you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Rose in Pennsylvania is on the line, who has a problem, and I'm sorry to say, in this horrific hot summer, cooling her home. Tell us what's going on.
Well, actually, it's just one room. The house is air conditioned, but we have a room addition that was put on over a concrete porch, and below that a basement. And I was told that we couldn't get a doctor, an outlet, into this room. And I heard Richard Mr. Thuwe from this old house talking. He was going to talk about a heating and air conditioning room without ducts, and unfortunately I couldn't stay to listen to it, and I wondered if you could tell me about that.
Yeah, that's what Richard was talking about is something that we call mini-split ductless. Now, in a situation like this, a mini-split ductless system would be perfect because, like the name, you don't have any ducts, so you don't have to have a traditional air handler and then ducts that extend into the space. Mini-split ductless consists of a compressor that's outside and then the air handler, which hangs on the wall inside your addition. And there's a refrigerant tube and electrical wires that go from one to the next. And when the thermostat tells it to come on, the mini-split ductless system will come on, it will cool your house, and it will also could potentially warm it as well, because you can get a mini-split ductless system that's set up as a heat pump as well as just an air conditioner. So you can have additional heat in that space as well as cooling. They're made by a wide variety of manufacturers. You could take a look at, for example, Mitsubishi.
Okay.
Mr. Slim makes one. Fujitsu makes one. And I have one in my office, actually in my studio. And I have one in the studio because it's so quiet, we can be on the radio even with the mini-split ductless running.
Well, that's great. And the if it had heating, obviously that would be an electrical heating, right?
Well, it's heat pump.
Oh, okay, because we have oil heat for the house and air conditioning, but just this one room.
Yeah, it's electrical, yeah. But it's a heat pump system. Basically, the difference between heating and cooling when you're using this is a heat pump reverses the refrigeration cycle so that you get warm air inside as opposed to cold air.
Oh, okay. And are there any estimates, like just starting out, what price might be, I know it depends on, I imagine, the how large your room is, but I just wondered, into the thousands, of course.
Yeah, it will be into the thousands. I'm going to say probably a couple of $1,000.
For the unit plus installation.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's not inexpensive, but it's a real problem solver. And
right.
Once you have it, you'll be so much more comfortable. And you'll get the use out of that room, Right now you can't use the room too much, so you'll get the use out of it.
Well, we have the door open and the air and the cool, heat comes in somewhat, but you need like a fan in the winter. You need a little heater to add to it.
Yeah, this is a perfect solution for you, Rose. Take a look at the mini-split ductless systems. They have to be professionally installed, but it's going to make you much more comfortable in that space.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, and I do enjoy listening to you every week.
Thanks, Rose.
Well, outdoor spaces at home have come a long way in recent years, growing from a wish list item to an essential design element that expands the livable space of your home. But while outdoor living has traditionally been focused on your backyard, the Department of Energy reports that creating what they call social front yards is gaining in popularity.
Yeah, a social front yard is basically a front yard that's designed not just for aesthetics, but also for sort of a natural area for friends and neighbors to interact. Now, according to the DOE, there are a few key elements to creating a social-friendly front yard. First of all, outdoor rooms, right? The social front yard typically has to support functions like playing and resting and entertaining. If the area is not used, it's not a success. So you want to make sure your design makes social and functional spaces feel like an integral part of the entire front yard rather than sort of a disconnected fragment or section.
All right, now let's talk about variable seating. Now, just like your backyard, it's smart to create various seating areas within that larger space. And this can take the form of a seating area like a fire pit, a bistro table if you're thinking about casual eating, maybe a porch swing, or just even general lounging hangout areas. And you also want to think about fencing to keep your kids and your pets safe. It's nice for kids to be able to play in your front yard, but it also poses the risk of the street. And depending on where you live, it could be a very busy street. So fencing could be needed to keep your kids safe. You also want to think about sight lines from the street to the yard. Now, possibly this is the most important thing to consider, and you want to make sure that your home doesn't feel closed off or imposing. So paths should appear welcoming so that landscaping should allow views from the street, and that's going to create an inviting feel. You don't want to kind of like trap yourself with landscaping or fencing and change that whole kind of welcoming feel of the front of the house just to give you that functionality, but it definitely is awesome to use that front lawn.
And, of course, we used to have all this covered when porches were more popular, but if you don't have one, these are a great way to create a welcoming space to hang out and enjoy family and friends. I am one of the few fortunate homeowners that actually still has a porch.
And we do enjoy it, spend time on it. But I guess even if you have a porch, you could have like sort of a second tier, right, where it kind of goes out into your front yard and creates some of those other sort of really comfortable spaces.
Yeah, porches are the best. But if you don't have one, front yards work too.
You know, it kind of redefines curb appeal too, doesn't it? It's like we always think of curb appeal as the presentation of the house and the trim, and the lawn's all trimmed, painted neatly. But now it's going to look like a total chill-out space, no matter what side of the house you're looking at.
Now we're heading over to Nebraska, where Dan's on the line with a mold situation. What's going on?
So I put up a pole building 3 years ago, and it's 48 by 36 and 10-foot side walls. And I finished off about 700 square feet on the inside, and sheetrocked it, put R30 in the ceiling, R19 on the walls, and it's got a 4-inch slab concrete base to it. And this spring I went out there, and I had mold all over everything, and I don't know what's causing that. The first 2 years, I never had a bit of problem.
Well, it's been a very wet year. Now, you have no heat in this building, I presume?
I heat the bathroom, which is about 8 by 10 during the winter here in Nebraska, and the rest I don't heat.
Well, look, mold needs three things to survive. It needs moisture, it needs air, and it needs food. And all of those things are available in that pole building. Your walls are made of drywall, I presume?
Yes, sir. Sheetrock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, drywall, yeah. So the paper face on that is terrific mold food. And you have moisture there, you have plenty of air, and you're not heating it, so the humidity is always pretty high, and that's why you're growing mold. So you need to at least ventilate that building if you're not going to heat it to keep moving the air through it so the humidity doesn't become quite as high. But at this point, if you've got all that mold, it has to be treated.
Yeah, and I've done that. I've gotten that all out of there. Right now, but I put a dehumidifier in there just
Okay, well, that'll help.
You know, and it took me like 2.5 days, and I got it down to like 30%, so it came right down. Do I need to seal the floor, the concrete floor in there?
I don't think that's necessarily the cause of the problem. I don't think it's a bad idea to seal the floor. But I think that this is just a condition of the fact that you've got a damp building there with no central heating system, with plenty of drywall, plenty of moisture, and plenty of air. So it's just because of the conditions, the mold's going to grow. Now, there were other ways that you could have constructed these walls. For example, there's a product called Den's Armor, which is a fiberglass face drywall that's specifically designed not to grow mold because it's not organic. But with paper face, in an unheating building like that, I'm not surprised that it grew that it grew. Well, I am surprised it took 2 years, but it might just be that it was just so moist this last year that it really took off.
How do I go ahead and vent that building?
Well, what I would do is I would probably have a fan in there that was based on the humidistat, so when the humidity got really high, that it would kick on and draw air out of that building, kind of like having an attic fan but on a humidistat instead of a thermostat. Right. That plus the dehumidifier should help you keep the moisture to a minimum. But keep an eye out for mold because, you know, once it gets started, then it really can take off quickly, and it sounds like that's what happened in this case. So if you catch it sooner than later, you're going to be much better off.
Yes, I want to try to eliminate it completely, so I'll try that.
All right, and when you do find the mold, when it gets there, you make sure you treat it properly so that you kill the mold spores. Don't just try to scrub it off because it'll come right back. You got to treat it to kill the mold spores, then clean off the rest.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, is your deck ready for a pick-me-up or even a total replacement? Well, Trex is making that easier than ever with the introduction of the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit, exclusively at Lowe's. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Kids are back in school, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive knows that crowded parking lots can lead to fender benders, door dings, dents, and scratches. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers free estimates, works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The money.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Don't you guys hate it when you're smack in the middle of a project and you get stuck? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck, kind of what we do.
Yeah, no matter what project you might be stuck on, we can probably help. I mean, think of us like the virtual WD-40. Doesn't matter what the question is, we're good for 1,001 uses for sure.
Pat in Arkansas is dealing with a humid house. What's going on there?
Well, I have a new heat pump, and it's not taking out the humidity. Of course, I live in a humid area, but I just wondered, it's supposed to take out the humidity, as I understood.
Well, not really. I mean, air conditioners in general, central air conditioners, which is essentially what a heat pump is, are not designed to be dehumidifiers. They do dehumidify by virtue of the fact that they're cooling the air, but they're not as effective as other forms of dehumidifiers. There's a couple of other ones that you could consider, one of which is called a whole home dehumidifier, and that's built into the HVAC system. It would be built into the duct system, and that can take out about 90 pints of water a day. Uh-huh. There's another type of standalone dehumidifier. In fact, I just put one of these in my own house, and I thought it was absolutely terrific. It's by Santa Fe, and it's a small dehumidifier that installs, in my case, I put it in my basement, and actually is suspended from the ceiling in an unfinished part of the basement. And it's only 12 by 12 by 22, mm-hmm. and it takes out 70 pints of water a day, and it's really neat. Once I had it up for an hour or so, I went down there, and you could just see this pretty strong stream of water dripping out of it, and all that water used to be in the air, and now it's no longer there. So you need to do some dehumidification, and I think that you'll find that that will do the trick, Pat.
Okay. What is the average humidity supposed to be in a house?
30 to 50%?
Well, yeah, I was going to say around 40, so we're in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And if you put a good dehumidifier in, that will be set up to a humidistat so that you'll always know what the humidity is.
And it'll come on as it's needed.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I thank you so much.
Good luck, Pat. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, a beautiful new deck can be the centerpiece of your backyard outdoor living experience. But if your deck is ready for an update or even a complete replacement, there's a new option that makes this process so much easier, and it's rolling out exclusively at Lowe's.com. Now, it's called the Trex Transcend Deck Kit, and it includes all of the Trex materials that are required to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck, including Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, the Trex fascia, and the Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners.
Yeah, they've made it super easy, because pretty much with just one click on Lowe's.com, you can purchase everything you need and have it ready for pickup at your local Lowe's store, or it can be shipped directly to your project site. Now, Trex Transcend is a beautiful product. It's got a high-definition grain pattern. The Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's features the brand's very popular Island Mist color, and that's got a weathered look. It kind of looks like driftwood, but with none of the maintenance hassles that real wood needs to keep it maintained. Now, you can use the Trex Transcend to create a brand-new deck, or you could use it to make over one that's basically structurally sound but needs a big facelift. And that's a project I'm doing right now at our house. And I got to tell you, the transformation is spectacular. You know, in our case, we had a wood deck that was solid, but it was old and it was really in need of some dressing up. So what we decided to do is to remove the old wood decking and replace it with the Trex Transcend decking, and then also add the Transcend railing kits. And we've got now a beautiful new 12 by 16 plus deck, and it looks fantastic. And we were able to rely on a lot of the old structure in doing this.
Well, that's going to look great, and it really is going to be a lot easier to take care of. You're never going to need to worry about sanding or staining or painting, just an occasional soap and water clean, and it's going to keep it looking like brand spanking new. I mean, I've had our Trex deck, which is not even this new product, for, 15, 16 years in my house, and it looks fantastic. I mean, and truly, like, every so often I just kind of give it a quick clean just to get the dirt that, you know, blows around in the winter season off of it, and it looks fantastic. So think about that, guys. Such a time saver, and you're really going to get to enjoy it. You can check out the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit, available exclusively through Lowe's. Learn more at lowes.trex.com. That's lowes.trex.com.
I love that I was able to order everything online at Lowe's. I mean, just one click, and everything was in my shopping cart. I was able to buy it, ship it right to the house, and we were good to go.
Kevin in Rhode Island has a question about keeping a basement dry. What can we do for you?
I removed a downspout extension that took the water away maybe 3 feet from the foundation.
Okay.
And I replaced it because someone said it didn't look good. I replaced it with a cement kind of water carrier wave, which is 2 feet. And I noticed I have some water in the basement. So very damp. It's damp is what it is.
Yeah.
So I put a little crushed rock at the end of the extension, hoping that that would maybe help out on the water dispersing down or something.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything except prevent erosion. If you want to make your basement drier, you got to move the moisture away from it. You are on the right track with the downspout extension. Now, if you don't want to see that, you might want to explore the possibility of running your leader into a solid PVC pipe and running that underground, but it has to be pitched and then discharged somewhere. So it depends on kind of the shape of your property as to whether or not you could make that happen. But I would rather see those downspouts extended away from the foundation wall than deal with the water that can accumulate in the basement as a result.
Good idea.
All right, Kevin, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've ever lost trees from a storm, you may have a few stumps lying around. A tree service can get rid of those using a stump grinder, which is a machine that could play a part in the scariest horror movie that you could ever imagine. I mean, effective, but woo, yeah. Nightmare material.
Yeah, like a 4 foot wide spinning blade, right?
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Alive.
It really does work, but it is nightmare stuff. We're going to share some less dramatic and a lot safer options when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a money pit.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've ever lost trees from a storm, you may have a few stumps lying around. A tree service can get rid of those using a stump grinder, which is a machine that could play a part in the scariest horror movie that you could ever imagine. I mean, effective, but woo,
yeah.
Nightmare material.
Yeah, like a 4 foot wide spinning blade, right?
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Alive.
It really does work, but it is nightmare stuff. We're going to share some less dramatic and a lot safer options when the Money Pit continues. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Guys, whether you are dreaming or maybe doing a project, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow along at the Money Pit podcast. You can go to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, guys, if you've got a big project to take on over the upcoming Labor Day weekend, we've got a big giveaway that can help. Right, Leslie?
We sure do. We've got the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. If you guys have an exterior painting project, this is awesome. I mean, painting a fence with a brush or a roller, it takes forever. There's so many nooks and crannies. But with the Wagner Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer, zip, 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 you have painted like a pro in all of those hard-to-get-to areas super easily. You're going to use 50% less overspray paint. You're not going to make a gigantic mess. It's going to go on three times faster than a roller. It's like you hired a pro, but you did it yourself. So this really is a fantastic prize to get a ton of painting projects done in the upcoming fall season that's going to make your house look exceptional. It's a great prize, so make sure you check it out both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement.
That Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer is going to go out to one listener. Make that you, whether you listen by radio, by podcast, on the website. We would love to include you in this giveaway, so call us with your questions, because that's how you qualify, or post them at moneypit.com. Our number, again, is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Dan in South Carolina needs some help with a garage project. How can we help you today?
I just wanted to know, is there any product, linoleum tile, I could put on my garage floor? It's been painted already with a stain, and they tell me I have to sand it up or anything. Is there anything I could put on that that would stay when I drive the car in and out?
Yeah, you know, there are garage floor systems, tile systems, designed specifically for garage floors and to stay in good condition when you drive the car over it. These are usually tile systems that lock together. They're very attractive. You could take a look at Race Deck, for example, racedeck.com. You'll see some drop-dead gorgeous floors there. And there are others as well. Once they're installed, you know, they look good, they clean easy, and, you know, they're not going to peel up.
And there's no glue involved? They lock together?
No, they lock together. And they snap together, and they're basically floating floors, but they're great.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Your place is going to look like Jay Leno's garage if you put this in.
Okay, that's what I want, without the cost.
All right, take care. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, a tree in your landscape can be a thing of beauty, but after it's gone, that stump left behind is not so cute. It's a tripping hazard. It can damage your lawnmowers. You try to mow around it. It's going to attract insects. And let's face it, guys, sawn-off trunks really don't look that great, so stump removal is truly your only option. And sad to say, guys, there's nothing easy about stump removal, but if you're willing to trade off waiting time for expense, there are a number of ways that you can eliminate the stump for very little cost. Here are a few of those different methods that you can choose from.
Yeah, now the most common method of stump removal is grinding, but that job is about as far away from DIY as you can get. You'd have to hire a tree service who uses a very specialized stump grinder, a machine, by the way, that resembles a torture machine from the scariest horror movie
The tool features a spinning circular grinding blade that is plunged into the ground again and again to chew up the stump and reduce it to sawdust. And it works really well, but it's super expensive. It will cost you hundreds to have a stump removed that way. But if you are a hardy do-it-yourselfer, you could also dig out the stump, and that's fine if it's a medium to small size stump. That can be done in a single afternoon. You basically have to dig around the stump with a pointed shovel to expose the roots and then cut through those exposed roots. The idea here is to get this kind of cut down below the grade line, and then you let Mother Nature do the rest.
All right. Now, another option is to use liquid stump removal products. They generally contain potassium nitrate, and that's going to speed up the microbial process of decomposition. It could be in liquid form. It could be in a powder form that you mix with some water. And this method works if you cut the stump as close to the ground as possible. Then what you do is you drill multiple 1-inch holes that are 10 inches deep in the top of the stump, and then you pour that chemical into the top of the holes. I mean, you really follow the directions, but what you're trying to do is get that product into the inside of the stump so it can decompose it from the inside.
Yeah, you have to wait several months for the chemical to really work, and then you chop out the softened wood with an axe and you fill the hole with soil. Now, I did this myself to a tree that was maybe 12 inches in diameter, maybe 15 inches in diameter, and it did work, but I burned out my drill in the process.
Oh, geez.
Well, because I chose a drill that probably wasn't designed for, you know, drilling 10 inch deep holes in oak, and it just fried. I smelled it. It burned up, and that was that. I had to throw it away. But the good news is I got the stump out.
And you got a new drill.
That's right. Not like I need an excuse to buy a new tool, mind you, but right. It's always helpful when I have one.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie can do the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, do you have a room in your home that's too hot or too cold? Well, we're going to share the solution to that dilemma next.
Live in a Money Pit.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years,
Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
In an effective and very inexpensive way to do it is if you simply cut a hole in the wall the size of a return vent, right? Now, a return vent basically just covers that hole, and it's wide open, and you block out the bottom of the open wall cavity in the top. Now you have like sort of a square-framed hole in your wall. Put a return vent on one side, a return vent on the other, and now you get another way that air inside the room can get drawn back to the rest of the house. So no matter how you do it, you got to recirculate that air if you want to be cool and comfortable in the summer and if you want to be warm in the winter. And those are a couple of ways to do just that.
All right. Next up, Ronnie wrote in saying, I've got an annoying plumbing problem. I have a small ranch-style home built in 1967. When taking a shower and the water is used in another part of the house, the hot or cold water decreases in the shower. Can this problem be remedied?
Yeah, it's happening because there's not enough incoming water pressure, Ronnie, and as a result, the pressure is going to drop for either the hot or the cold when the water is used elsewhere. And because of that, you get less pressure in your shower, plus you often get big changes in water temperature in that shower, and that can cause a very surprisingly cold or hot water blast of water that is pretty uncomfortable. But there is a solution. It's called simply a pressure balance valve, and that's exactly what it does. It's not going to stop the pressure from fluctuating, but it will keep the balance between the amount of hot water and cold water flowing in that shower consistent. So that will stop those unpleasant temperature changes. And the other thing that you might want to do is reach out to your water company or have your plumber check the water pressure at the main. Now, if it's less than 50 pounds, there may be a number of ways to increase this and therefore reduce or eliminate the problem. A lot of times if you have low water pressure, you know, it becomes increasingly more difficult. But 50, 60, 70, that would be in the normal range. That's what you're looking for.
All right. Hope that gives you a hand, Ronnie. And then, you know, you can take a nice hot shower without anybody disturbing the water temp and pressure and all those things. And then, you know, your kids will just have to dump a pitcher of cold water over your head to get the same effect.
The old-fashioned way.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks for spending this little part of your day with us. We hope you're enjoying these final weeks of summer. If you've got some questions about projects you're planning for the weeks ahead, we'd love to hear from you. Just reach out anytime this week at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Continued fallout from President Biden's decision to forgive student loan debt.
The optics on this announcement are already horrible for the Biden administration, as even some on the left are saying this move will exacerbate the inflation we're all experiencing.
Andy Mangione, Senior Vice President for the Association of Mature American Citizens, says the president's decision to forgive $10,000 worth of student loans for some and $20,000 for others is a slap in the face.
Every hardworking American who scrimped and saved and sacrificed to put their kids through college or help them to pay off their student loans.
Also at townhall.com, the chill in the housing market rippling out to carpenters and others, many small businesses that lose out when fewer homeowners renovate their properties.
Inflation was already causing some homeowners to delay big renovation projects as prices for building materials, fixtures, and appliances jumped. More recently, higher mortgage rates put a damper on the number of homes being sold. According to the Remodeling Futures Program at the Joint Center for Housing Studies of Harvard University, things will be slow for a while. Growth in homeowner spending for improvements and repairs expected to slow for the rest of this year and the first half of 2023. Bob Agnew reporting.
A few states have been amending or repealing pay-to-stay laws. They require former prisoners to reimburse states for their cost of jail stays. Turbulence continues in professional golf. Saudi-backed LIV Golf has joined the antitrust lawsuit against the PGA Tour. Four players who have signed with the rival league have now withdrawn their names. That amended complaint has now been filed in federal court. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Health officials warning stinking piles of garbage on the streets of Edinburgh, threatening the health and safety of the public as strikes by garbage collectors continuing in the Scottish capital. It's now moved into day number 9. International correspondent Zara Shakley.
The warning from Public Health Scotland came as garbage collectors in Newham, a borough of London, also walked out for a week over a pay dispute. Images of food waste and diapers rotting on the streets is just adding to the scenes of chaos in the UK as industrial disputes multiply amid soaring food and energy costs. Bathers in the UK were warned last week to stay away from dozens of beaches as heavy rain flushed raw sewage into rivers and seas. Britain is facing a massive cost of living crisis with wage increases failing to keep up with inflation. Sarah Shackley, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It took a lot of work over a number of weeks, but now officials in the central Chinese city of Ruzhou report success in their hunt for an invasive species of fish spotted in a local lake just last month.
Native to North America, alligator gar are sometimes kept as pets in China, where they're considered invasive. Upon being alerted, Ruzhou city officials began a torturous search. After nets failed, a sonar team was brought in, also to no avail, and so the drastic decision to drain the lake. By this time, the city's efforts had caught the attention of Chinese social media. A live stream of the draining operation this week was watched by more than 30 million people keen to catch a glimpse of the slippery offender. But even this didn't produce immediate results, and some began questioning Ruzhou's priorities. Now, 2 days later, workers say they found not one but two gar reportedly ensconced in a pipe.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking, Deich Coatings, the Angie app, QuickCrete, and SunTouch.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, your home, your condo, your yurt, whatever you consider home. We would love to help you make it the home that you want it to be. This is episode 2235. You can follow along with the Money Pit podcast when you go to moneypit.com/podcast. But as you look around the space you call home, if there's a project that you need some help on right now, well, we would love to pitch in. If it's a decorating dilemma, if it's a repair, if it's a project you want to plan for the future, all of these great questions to reach out to us for at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if your home is getting tight for your growing family, expanding your home with a beautiful new addition could be a great move. We're going to have tips on how to plan that project to make sure the new space serves you for many years to come. Just ahead
And power failures have become increasingly more common. You know, whether it's a summer thunderstorm or a winter ice storm, you just can't rely on your electric utilities to keep that electricity flowing 24/7. And you know what? Standby generators really do offer the best backup solution. So we're going to review the latest technology and share our experiences with these handy powerhouses just ahead.
And also ahead, mold remains a very serious problem across most of the country. We're going to share the one common storage product. We guarantee you have this in your house, and it turns out it is a leading contributor to mold problems.
Plus, do you have any big projects to take on this coming Labor Day weekend? Well, we've got a big giveaway that can help you. We have a Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer up for grabs, and we are ready to send it out to one lucky listener.
It's worth $379, available exclusively at Lowe's, but we've got one to give away to one lucky listener. Drawn at random. If you'd like to be in that drawing, you got to reach out with your home improvement or decor question. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Michael in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a hot water heater in our garage on like an elevated plateau. And we noticed the other day there was a slight leak underneath it, but it looked like it might have been coming from a like a PVC-type tube coming from the top of our water heater. And it's the length of the water heater is the tube. And we've never seen water under that area before, and we now notice some of that. So I wasn't sure why, if it was a sweating situation or some type of relief valve maybe or something like that, but I'm not sure why water would have been there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a temperature and pressure relief valve. It's mounted on the side of the water heater. It's designed to open up if the water heater develops too much pressure as a safety mechanism. However, they frequently wear and leak. So I'm going to tell you what you can try to do, but I'm also going to warn you. There's a lever on the side of that, and sometimes you get a little bit of a debris that's stuck inside that temperature and pressure valve. When you pull the lever, it'll shoot some water out that tube. You want to make sure you have a bucket under it. Just two or three times, it'll kind of blast some hot water out of there. However, the warning is that sometimes once you do that, the valve never sits back properly, and it ends up leaking worse. So it's possible you could make it worse by doing this, but that's worth trying. If you just want to leave a bucket under it, monitor it for a little while. How old is this water heater?
About 1998.
Oh, well, you know what? You're due for a new one. So 1998, I wouldn't wait too much longer before I replace that because, let's face it, it's about, 15 years old now? And so, you know, a water heater that gets past 10 is, you know, well on its way to needing to the end of its useful life. So I would, you know, you could monitor it, stick a bucket under there, keep an eye on it, but I think it's about time to think about replacing. It's not an emergency replacement, so you got some time to shop around. One of the problems with water heaters is once they do leak, they usually have to be done immediately, and people get taken advantage of because they need it today. But you're not in that situation, Michael, so you could take some time and shop around and find the one, the contractor that you want. But 15-year-old water heater, you might want to think about replacing it.
All right, sir. I appreciate that very much.
Heather in Rhode Island is dealing with a termite situation. Tell us what's going on.
My fiance and I we're in the process of hopefully purchasing a home.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're very excited. But, you know, we had our inspection on Friday, which was, you know, a bit of a roller coaster. It actually, it wasn't bad. There were just some very minor things. But right as the inspector was about to leave, he's walking out the garage, and he sees on the wall, just about a foot up, a termite tunnel.
Okay.
And so we, you know, when we talk about this with different people, some people are saying, oh, that's no big deal. Others are saying, oh, man, you got to have that looked into. So we're actually, our realtor, we were waiting for some other tests to come back, the radon and all that. So he's going to now get in touch with our, with the buyer's realtor to talk a little bit about the termite situation. But we just don't know if we should be really concerned about it or how much we should push back on the homeowner.
Okay, so I can help you with that. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector doing that exact job and have surprised many a couple like yourself over the years with things that we found. I actually found termites or evidence of termites in about one out of three homes that I inspected because it was very common where I lived and where I worked. Now, let me ask you about this house. Is it a house on a basement or a crawl space, or is it a slab?
There's a basement.
Okay, and is the basement finished? Is the ceiling finished? Can you see all of the floor joists?
No, it's not finished.
Not finished. Okay, good. Well, look, you need to have a very thorough termite inspection and wood-destroying insect inspection done, first off, where an inspector is going to examine the floor framing where it is along the outside wall. Usually they'll tap it with a probe or a long, heavy screwdriver to see if any damage has gotten into the wood. It's good that the basement is open and exposed like that because termites live in the soil and they come up in the wood to feed and they go back to the soil basically for moisture. So by checking that wood, that's the most common place. Coming up in the garage is not unusual either. And it sounds like they came up along the outside of that foundation, the interior foundation wall. That's fine, but you also need to sort of be aware they could go into the wall if it's behind drywall. Is the garage finished on that side or can you see right up into the framing?
Yep, it's finished.
Okay, so then there, that gets a little trickier to find, but a good inspector knows what to look for. You know, one little trick of the trade, by the way, is if you take a high-powered flashlight and you lay it flat on the wall, you will see every little defect in the drywall surface itself. And if there's termite tunnels in there, you can almost see the tunnels because they'll be laying right below the paint. The termites are very tricky. They'll, if you think about drywall, it's plaster, then paper, then paint. Well, they'll, like, leave the plaster, leave the paint, but eat the paper. So you can kind of see it that way. But once you have a thorough inspection done and you have a better idea of whether or not you have damage, the fact that you have termites means nothing. You know, anybody can have termites, and I'll tell you how to treat them in a second. But you really want to know if you have termite damage. And by the way, it's traditional for the seller to pay for termite treatment and termite damage repair because mortgage companies will generally not loan on a home that doesn't have a clear termite certification. So I think this falls all in the seller's lap, but you need to be sure that a very thorough inspection was done. Now, in terms of the treatment, that's changed a lot, too, over the last couple of decades. Now, the treatment options that they use are treatments that are undetectable, termiticides. So they're chemicals that are applied, insecticides that are applied to the soil, and they're put below the slab in the garage, and they're put in the walls of the house. And as the termites pass through these cavities, that insecticide gets on them and they take it back to their nest, and then it kind of wipes out the entire nest. It's kind of like germ warfare for termites. It's really effective. The brand that I would recommend is called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R. It's made by BASF, and it's a fantastic product. And if you have it done professionally, I think it can be installed safely and give you years of protection against further termite infestations.
Awesome. That's great news. I'm glad to. Thanks for sharing that. Usually that's on the seller to hopefully pay. That was part
Absolutely.
Of our concern.
Yep. Good. All right. Well, good luck with that. And congratulations again. When are you guys getting married?
Thanks so much. Next May.
Good luck. And call us back when it's time to build a nursery.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, is your home feeling a little tight for a growing family? Well, have you sorted and organized and reorganized, but finally decided you just need more space? Well, if that's the case, adding a beautiful new addition could be the right move. We're going to have some tips on how to plan that project to make sure the new space serves you for many years to come when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle Filters do cost a
little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Today, our lives rely heavily on electricity, but when the power goes out, everything comes to a halt.
That's why Tom and I have Kohler generators backing up our homes and our studios. They turn on automatically the second we lose power, and they keep everything on like nothing ever happened.
Back up your power like we back up ours. Learn more at poweredbykohler.com. Order a 10 to 20 kilowatt unit before September 15th and get a free 7-year extended warranty. That's powered by Kohler, KOHLER.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
If you can dream it, you can build it. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, standing by right here at 1-888-MONEYPIT for your questions, your comments. You can also follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, if you've got a big project to take on over the upcoming Labor Day weekend, we've got a big giveaway that can help, because we've got the Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer to give away to one lucky listener. And if you've done a big paint project, you have not lived until you've used one of these paint sprayers, because it makes it so much easier. It uses less paint. It creates 55% less overspray than regular airless sprayers. It goes on about 3 times faster than a roller. And you can get these big projects done yourself rather than hire a pro. So fence, shed, porch, deck, you know, anything like that. It's a whole lot easier when you use one of these terrific high-efficiency airless paint sprayers. So we're going to give one away today on the Money Pit. It's worth $375, the Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer. If you'd like to win it, you got to reach out to us with your questions to qualify at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com.
All right, guys, you got home improvement questions, but you don't know where to turn for answers? Well, turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Kendall in Arkansas is on the line with a question about carpeting. What can we do for you today?
Taking a porch and screening it in, and I've got 2x6s laid down as a floor over about a 3-foot-high crawl space under my house.
Okay.
And I'm going to put indoor-outdoor carpet down, and I just need to be concerned whether or not I need to put something underneath that, some sort of underlayment for maybe moisture barrier or even critter barrier.
So what are you constructing this floor of?
It's a porch. It's a covered area
of
my deck.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a covered deck, and I'm just taking in the covered area and making it a screen porch.
I see. Okay.
But I don't want water intrusion, nor do I want to lay down carpet that's going to end up becoming moldy or something underneath it.
Yeah, indoor-outdoor carpeting does tend to hold a lot of water and moisture and dampness against the wood, and certainly can contribute towards decay. Is this porch going to be fully covered?
Yes, it is completely covered. In fact, I'm set in plexiglass on the bottom, 3 feet of the height of the walls for the sake of any potential rain to come in through the sides. I think I'm okay there. My concern, I guess, is just if it's going to you know, develop a condensation issue or something beneath the carpet that I'm putting down.
Look, it's always possible. I'll give you one suggestion that is a little unorthodox, but I think it would work. As long as you cover it, you're covering this with the indoor-outdoor carpet. Why not lay down ice and water shield across the porch floor? It's usually used on a roof, and it provides complete moisture barrier between right underneath the roofing shingles. So if you put that down and then covered it with the carpet, that would give you an additional protection for the structure, and you could always scrape it back up if you had to.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, adding on a kitchen, a bathroom, a family room, a bedroom, or a study, it can really be a great way to stay in your home and neighborhood for a lot less time, expense, and hassle of selling your home and then buying a bigger one. But it's a project that needs careful planning to make sure it goes smoothly. We've got tips on how to plan a beautiful new addition that will serve your family for years to come.
So to get started, there are really three things you need to consider. First, dig out your home survey and review your property lines. Now, the distance between your home and the property line will likely be restricted by local zoning laws, so you need to understand how close to the line your new addition can be, and that's going to tell you how much space that you have to really work with.
Now, next, planning makes perfect. You want to bring on a design pro to help make sure the new addition complements your existing home. A good architect or a design build pro can help with that. Don't just think about how you're going to live in your addition. You want to also consider how it architecturally affects the look of your home from the outside and then your home's value. Plus, it's a lot less expensive to move walls around on paper than it is once you kind of start the project.
Now, once that design is set, your pro will be able to create a detailed set of drawings that lists every element of the project. We're talking about everything from precise measurements to a list of materials and products that are going to go into the home. And these are really key because with a set of very carefully developed plans in your hand, you will then be able to seek bids from qualified builders for the project and know that every pro is bidding apples to apples. Too many times, folks just take bids from builders and they're all over the map. You know, some are using one type of lumber, some are using another, one type of roof, another, one type of faucet, one type of fixture, or a different type of cabinet. There's no way for you to compare it. So you do the shopping first, you work with the design pro, spec it out, then you can truly compare and contrast. And in the end, you'll have a home that you're really proud of and one that will work well for you for all the years that you plan to live there.
Phyllis in New York is working on a deck project. How can we help?
Well, I was wondering how long I had to wait, but the deck was replaced, was treated lumber, and I was told that I had to wait like 6 months before it's going to be stained. Is that true?
It's not a bad idea because the wood is so damp and so wet that if you stain it now, you don't get as much absorption. So I think you could wait 6 months to a year before you stain it the first time. And when you do that, you want to make sure you use a primer first and then a top coat over that, and that will give you maximum adhesion and a good long-lasting deck finish.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks for the information. It's a very informative program that you have.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Stuart in Louisiana is on the line and has a question about light bulbs. What can we do for you?
I was curious about choosing the correct kind of light bulb over fluorescent versus LED and what wattage of whichever one I choose.
So compact fluorescent technology is pretty much fading now, pardon the pun, and I think what you really want to look at is some of the many choices in LEDs. In terms of wattage, you know, it's not really measured in wattage anymore. It's measured in lumens. But generally speaking, if you do see a wattage indicator on the bulb, it's going to be about 25% of what you're used to getting in terms of light output. So, for example, a bulb that would deliver the equivalent of around 100 watts of light that you might be used to with an incandescent bulb is only going to use about 25 watts or less of electricity, only because it's that much more efficient. What a lot of folks don't recognize is that wattage is a measure of power. It's not a measure of light. Light's measured by lumens. But we're just so accustomed over the years to choosing the wattage when it comes to bulb and understanding how much light that delivers. But if you're trying to figure out about like what the conversion rate is, it's about 25. It uses about 25% of the power to deliver the same light that you would have gotten out of say the 100 watt incandescent bulb in my example. Does that make sense?
It does indeed. So what lumen range would I be like basically looking for if I wanted to have the same amount of wattage, same amount of light as a 100 watt light bulb?
Good question. A 100 watt incandescent bulb is going to deliver about 1600 lumens. So not that easy to do the math. It's not really convenient, but that's what it is. 100 watt bulb delivers about 1600 lumens. 75 watt bulb would deliver around, say, 1000 to 1100 lumens. So that's the range that you're looking for.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your assistance.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are listening to The Money Pit. We're coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, when the power goes out, life goes dark. No heat, no AC, no lights, refrigeration, or anything else that needs power to operate. And that is why both Tom and I have Kohler standby generators. It's amazing. We're going to explain the technology and share our own experiences with backup power next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
You about ready for school, son?
That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately?
I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you got a home improvement question, but you don't know where to go for the answers? Well, come on. You turn to us, of course. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. All right, we're heading out to Delaware, where Mary's got a question about a roof. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a two-story house with three-tab shingles that are 25 years old, and I'm about to replace them with the architectural. I have an attic fan currently. It's about 30 years old, and I don't really have to keep that. But my question is regarding a replacement attic fan versus the ridge vent.
So we would definitely recommend a ridge vent over a replacement attic fan for a lot of reasons. Here's why. In the summer, many times folks will install attic fans to try to cool their attic, thinking that it will lower their cooling costs. But what generally happens is when an attic fan kicks on, it will depressurize your attic. And then it needs to replace that negative pressure. So what will happen is it will reach down into your house and actually pull some of that air-conditioned air up into the attic. Now, how that happens is interesting. It'll pull it out from gaps around, say, where your attic door is, or it'll pull it through the walls, through gaps around plumbing pipes or electrical wires or outlets that go through. There's usually some sort of thermal connection between the inside and the outside. And by using an attic fan, you're going to potentially drive the cooling cost up, not down. A better option is a ridge vent, a continuous ridge vent that goes down the peak of the entire roof, and that will exhaust attic air. But the ridge vent should always be matched with soffit vents at the overhang of the roof so that the air will enter down low on the roof, roll up underneath the roof sheathing, and then exit at the ridge. And that sort of convective loop will do a much better job of keeping your attic cool than an attic fan. It will not drive up your cooling costs.
And you close off the current attic fan.
That's right. I would actually, if you are going to be replacing your roof, I would simply take that whole fan out, tap off the wires, and disconnect it. You don't need it.
Okay. The other question is, I also have a whole house fan, which I rarely use. Can you still use a whole house fan with the ridge vent?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about the difference between a whole house fan and an attic fan. An attic fan is just that. It draws air out of the attic. A whole house fan is mounted generally on the ceiling of the upper floor of the house, and it's going to draw air from your house itself, push it up into the attic where it'll be exhausted. Now, the key with a whole house fan is you have to have enough exhaust ventilation up in the attic. If you end up having a continuous ridge vent and continuous soft vents, I think you probably will have plenty of exhaust ventilation up there in the attic. I would suggest, if you don't have it already, to put that whole house fan on a timer, because it's really effective, especially at night when you can set it for an hour or so when you're going to sleep, to kind of keep that air moving through the house, and then it'll just go off by the time you fall asleep and the air gets cooler.
Vince, in the eaves of the house, which were built in the house, are they closed off when you get the ridge vent?
Generally, yes. Those small vents that are on the ends of the gable walls, you do want to close those off and make sure you have continuous soffit and ridge vents, because you'll get some turbulence between the ridge vent and that end gable vent that can impact the flow of the air. All right, Mary?
All right. Hopefully that's what I need, and I'm about to call a contractor tomorrow.
All right, and now you know what to get done. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, guys, power failures have become increasingly more common. I mean, think about it. Whether it's a summer thunderstorm or winter ice, you just can't rely on the electric utility to keep that electricity flowing 24/7. And that's why Leslie and I have both invested in Kohler standby generators. This way, we protect our homes year-round. Now, I think we've had our units now, Leslie, it's almost 10 years, and there's nothing better than knowing your house is powered, even when the rest of the street is dark, right?
I mean, it's pretty nice. It also feels a little selfish, but when everybody else is sitting in the dark and it's hot and I feel nice and cool in my house, I'm always like, kids, don't turn on every light. I don't want anybody to be upset.
Well, you know, we have the open door policy when that happens. I mean, the open refrigerator door. We got neighbors bringing me their milk and their ice cream. Everything else is going to go bad.
And right? The elderly neighbors can come chill out. They never yes, but I'm always like, come on, you're welcome to hang out here. I mean, we kind of splurged. You know, I went with a 20 kW standby generator, and something that large is really capable of providing whole home power to the average house, and it really does have some great features. I mean, first of all, I don't trust myself with anything that I have to turn on or that's gas-powered or something like, you know, dangerous like that. What I love about the 20 kW Kohler is that it's completely automatic. It's a standby generator. It uses an automatic transfer switch. It's going to turn on automatically when utility power is out. In like less than 10 seconds, your home is up and running like nothing ever happened. I mean, it's really amazing.
And it's incredibly reliable, too. I mean, Kohler generator engines are built and they're tested to withstand extreme loads for years to come. And it's interesting, you know, hospitals, airports, even the National Weather Service, the people that tell you about hurricanes, trust Kohler generators for their own backup power needs. And I can tell you, there's even been a time or two, as you will well remember, my friend, when our Kohler generators actually saved this show. We were experiencing blackouts literally while we were on the air, but we continued on the air because of the Kohler generator.
I mean, it's great because they also feature an exclusive, unique power boost technology, and you're only going to find that on Kohler generators. And this helps to make sure that when your generator comes on and can handle all of those large starting loads, like if your air conditioner was on, for example, and it can do that, start up that AC without dropping the power to the other appliances that are also on that generator. Now, if you'd like to learn more or get a free quote, you can reach out to your local authorized Kohler dealer. They're located all across the country. Just go to poweredbykohler.com, and that's poweredbykohler, K-O-H-L-E-R.com.
And check this out, because right now through September 15th, you can receive a free comprehensive 7-year extended warranty. Now, that's worth almost $700, so it's smart to hop on this with the purchase of a 10 to 20 watt Kohler generator. When you go to poweredbykohler.com, poweredbykohler.com. So do what we do and invest in a Kohler generator. You will never be without a reliable source of power again.
What are you working on this weekend? Whatever it is, the Money Pit is here to help. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, do you know that there's one common product inside your home that mold just loves to grow on? We're going to share what it is and how to stop mold cold after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deitch Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You need some help with a renovation, a repair? Maybe you're redecorating? Well, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
And The Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
What are you guys working on? You got a big project that you want to take on over the upcoming Labor Day weekend? Well, we have a big giveaway that can help. We've got up for grabs the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. Now, with Wagner's Control Pro 170, you, the homeowner, can act like a super pro contractor painter out there because the results you will get are just flawless. I mean, it really is a fantastic paint sprayer that will give you the results that a pro can get. It's got up to 55% less overspray than a traditional airless sprayer, and it goes on 3 times faster than a roller. Really easy to use, really easy to clean. I mean, it's never been easier to paint like a pro. Check it out. It's available both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement.
That Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Tracy in Hawaii who needs some help with a sliding door situation. What's going on?
The slider door's got like, you know, it's got grit in it. And I had sprayed it with something that was on sale. I don't remember because I got rid of it. But it's like real, it hardened whatever it was. And it's very hard to, I want to, if I can find something to loosen it. And then what should I use on it that won't harden, you know, when I spray it to make it easy?
Well, first of all, what I would do is I would get a really stiff brush and I would try to, I would brush those tracks to try to loosen up all of that gunk that's there and then, you know, get a vacuum to kind of suck it out of there so you can kind of get the loose dirt out, the junk out of there. And then what I would spray it with is white lithium grease. It comes in a can just like WD-40, but it's not. It's a little thicker and it stays around longer. And another thing that you can think about doing is if you can take the door out of the tracks, it makes the whole thing easier, but it's a bit of a tricky job because it depends on how your door is built, but generally you can lift it right out of the track. It'll make the whole thing easier to handle.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Well, if you've got a basement or an attic that's moisture-prone, you are no doubt familiar with the battle of mold. But did you know that there is one common culprit that you probably have in your home right now that could definitely be a big mold contributor?
Yep, I'm talking about cardboard boxes, guys. You know, we all have had these in our storage areas at one time or another, and getting rid of them can cut down on the chances of mold taking hold in your home almost immediately. Cardboard storage boxes can become a mold feast in a damp environment or even the attic because all mold needs really is moisture and food, and then it's growing. Now, cardboard boxes are like the gourmet restaurant's mold. They're like, ooh, this is tasty.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to protect your belongings and your home's air quality from the threat of mold, you want to make sure you store on plastic or metal shelving instead of on the basement floor and in cardboard boxes. And, of course, you want to address any basement water leaks. And if the mold has already started to grow, make sure you hire a mold remediation pro to help clean up that space.
Nels in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a problem with flies. We have three heat pumps in the house, and it takes in the air at the base of the windows, and every year we get flies that come up out of those return ducts. There's electronic filters down there, and I can't imagine where they're coming from. Or
well, they may be nesting in the house, and they're birthing themselves right into existence. And the reason they're probably hanging out around the return ducts is because that's where air gets drawn into the furnace, and they might just might be part of that airflow. I can't really diagnose exactly what you need to do to get rid of those. But I do know somebody that can, and if you go to the Orkin website, you know, our show expert is a guy named Greg Bauman, who I've known for many years. He used to be the expert for the National Pest Management Association. Now he's the director of training for Orkin. They have an expert section on their website, and if you post that question there and maybe even put a photo of the flies, I'm sure that you'll be able to get to the bottom of it very quickly.
Great. Okie dokie.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, if you're struggling to keep your home cool this summer, you might want to consider that your attached garage could be part of the problem. We'll share solutions when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, your home, your condo, your apartment, your yurt. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT with those questions.
Sarah's having some issues with a faucet at her home, and she wrote in saying, I'm having a problem with dripping faucets. I live in a condo in Lincoln, California that's 13 years old. I had a plumber out because the tub spout was dripping. He was able to stop the dripping by applying pressure, but told me that I had high water pressure of 95, and he suggests that we install a gadget on the water source outside the building to reduce it. In all of my life, I have never been told that I had high water pressure. It's going to cost me around $525. Is this a correct diagnosis?
Yeah, actually, your plumber is right on with that diagnosis. I mean, normal water pressure is more like 50 to 75 pounds, Sarah. And when the pressure is too high, you get problems. You get plumbing problems like pipe noise and dripping faucets and running toilets and high water bills. So the solution is to install a pressure-reducing valve. That's the gadget he's talking about. However, I do have one additional suggestion. Before you hire the plumber for the project, call your water company to report the problem because that is excessively high pressure. And in my view, it's their job to deliver the proper pressure to your house.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so hopefully they might offer to install that valve for you or have another way to deliver a more normal pressure situation.
How is that even monitored? Is it where it's coming into your main on the meter? Like, is there a different way to sort of check where that's coming in?
Yeah, you would check. They would check it at the meter or a valve, like right where it comes into your house. But typically at the meter, the plumbers would tap in right there with a gauge and figure out what the water pressure was. And if it's too high, you know, the other thing that could happen is you can even have a prematurely failing water heater as a result of that. So a lot of bad things can happen if that pressure is too high. That's why I think it's more of a water company problem than your own problem, because you can't control
right.
that, but they certainly can. That's their job. That's why you pay them every month for your water.
I mean, that's definitely a good place to start. And then, you know, worst case scenario, it's just the time of the phone call. So good tip there, Sarah. I hope that's the issue.
Well, if you're struggling to keep your home cool this summer, you might want to consider that your attached garage might be adding to the struggle. Leslie has tips that can help in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, keeping your garage as cool as possible is not just so your cars can live in luxury. Garages can become super hot, I mean, even boiling in the summer, and then that sends the heat right into your home. So to stop this, first of all, you want to make sure that the wall between your garage and your house is very well insulated. A lot of homeowners think that the garage itself kind of acts like enough insulation, but that's not true. You should also insulate the ceiling overhead and the additional exterior walls. Now, if you're well insulated and you're still getting those higher temps in the garage space, you want to be sure that your south-facing windows are shaded. And I mean, better yet, even consider adding low-E film to the glass, which is going to reflect that sun's heat away. And if your garage doubles as like a hobby space or a hangout zone or whatever, you might consider adding some air conditioning. Now, a split ductless heat pump system really is the best way to go. It's an air handler. It's going to mount on the wall inside the garage. The compressor itself is outside. You only turn it on when you want it. I mean, you want to make sure that you get one that's Energy Star rated because those will be the most efficient. But it's a great way to give you extra heat, extra cooling, whatever it might be in that space. And they certainly don't take up a lot of wall space, which is great. So definitely some good options to consider so you can get the most use out of that space and keep your house comfy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, they say that one man's trash is another man's treasure. But try telling that to somebody who's got hundreds of pounds of junk on hands after a home improvement project. You know, before you can add the new, you got to get rid of the old. We're going to share some tips on the best ways to do just that in the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
96.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.